reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and probably a familiar one if you're ever a part of Awana. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. Marianne,
yes.
I can't wait to introduce these two special guests to you. On a Testimony Tuesday, God orchestrated this once again through, I would say, divine orchestration, through him putting circumstances together. In fact, this one friend, I'll say an old friend, but not that old, but we hadn't met up for maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years, a number of years. In fact, she trained our bookkeeper years ago. She's
A
certified public, CPA? Well, we'll introduce her in just a second, but a friend. She's my gold standard when it comes to spaghetti.
Are we really going to start out about food?
Yeah, food. So we'll talk a little about that at some point. And
gold maybe standard by, spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Yeah, by having her in the studio, maybe I'm going to get some spaghetti in the coming days. But we happened to be at the same church on Sunday, and she had never gone to that church before. And she ended up sitting next to Holly, and I arrived late because I was at another church earlier that day.
Wow.
And so I thought, is that Loria Grift? I haven't seen her in a long time. And she leaned forward and smiled. I said, that's her. That's the queen of spaghetti. But her husband actually is a dear friend. Her husband, I've played racquetball for years with, doubles partners. We're in some tournaments together, at least one tournament together. And I've played racquetball with him for years. And he's world-renowned and writes a lot of papers and is at the University of Illinois and kind of known for the cannons. He shoots out potatoes and pumpkins, and I even heard some CPA books, but he's on the U of I campus. And
cannons?
Yeah, he creates, he's a ag engineer, so he does these robotic things. I don't know. I think it's a thing they do during Ag Engineering Week, and so he shows the power behind these air compressed air compression cannons. Anyways, enough about him. So Loria Grift is joining me, and she's joining me because of some unique circumstances, her love for her sister, who's also in the studio, Jenny Potter. And as I got to talk with Loria on Sunday, actually a little bit during church, you know, the times when you can kind of pause and whisper and talk, I said, hey, are you available for lunch after church?
Gracious.
And so we went out to lunch, and after hearing some of their God-citing stories and the unique way God has brought them both together, I said, you guys got to come and be a part of Testimony Tuesday. So Loria, and those of you who might not be familiar with Loria, if you know how to say Gloria, it's Loria.
It's really pretty.
So she's originally from the South, and I'll say a little more later. But Loria, how about introducing your sister Jenny, and then paint the picture of how you two came together recently, because first she was ministering to you, and then you were ministering to her, and as a result, God is really working through the whole situation.
Okay, hello everyone. Jenny and I are number 7 and 9, respectively, of 11 children.
Oh, wow.
Born and raised in the South, and Jenny has traveled all over the world as a financial management officer in her career with the United States Foreign Service, living everywhere from Guangzhou, China, to Swaziland, to Tel Aviv, and just traveling all to these duty stations that normally people wouldn't go to if they had children or whatever, so the hazardous places that were not really exciting or fun to be at. She took those duty stations and really did well in those embassies. And recently I've been experiencing some medical issues with neuropathy in my feet. It's very painful, and I've suffered from that for about 8 years. So I recently had a surgery to have a spinal cord implant put in my back, and I was down for a couple of days. And Jenny drove from Alabama to Illinois to be with me during that surgery. And when she came into the house after her drive, I noticed that something was a little off and just kind of explained it away, like, you know, slow in movements or her driving was off, but it was a terrible snowstorm. So just kind of chalking it up to this and that. And because she came to minister to me, God brought her to me. I was able to see these changes in her that nobody else was noticing because of her situation at that time. So it took me about a week to get her to the hospital. But once we did, she was diagnosed with tumors in her brain. And we were in Georgia. And those doctors said that, you know, we're sorry, she's got about 3 or 4 weeks left, we're not going to operate, you guys need to find a home base for medical treatment. And we picked Charleston, South Carolina, and those doctors really just picked it up and ran with it. And we will let her talk about her experience and how that came to be and how we ended up here in Mark's chair.
And the tapestry behind it all the circumstances, you were saying how you were brought together, and then she was ministering to you, and then now you're ministering to her. And before we hear a little more of your story, Jenny, do a shout-out or two about Loria. I know that she has a heart of gold. She's very capable and competent and loving and has a tender spirit. But tell us a little more about Loria as a sister.
Loria has been my best friend for, oh, gosh, since 1966.
Oh, man, don't just sell me out on the radio.
Loria has been my best friend forever, and I always rely on her for advice. If I have a problem that I'm working through, sometimes I'll just pick up the phone and call her or text her and find out what her thoughts are. You know, we just run with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's been my advisor on several houses that I've bought, even the last one that I bought just in January before I came up here for her surgery. It's a beautiful house that's right outside of DeSoto State Park in Alabama.
You Southern Belles, I'm surrounded by 3 Southern Belles here, you know, mm-hmm. all from the South. Here.
Aren't you lucky today?
Yeah, that's right. I must be living good.
So Loria always has the street smarts, the book smarts. She's CPA, helped her study for that CPA exam. I drove her to many exam testing sites. So we stay together through thick and thin. And then I have another sister, Lainey. She's my oldest sister. Our oldest sister, and she's a prayer warrior. She's been in this from the beginning as well. Unfortunately, she's in South Carolina and can't be here today.
Sure.
A shout out to Lainey. She,
yeah, and you said she's been
the
anchor.
She accepted the Lord in her 30s, and she planted her feet firmly in the rock, and she has stood for our family and prayed us through almost every situation you can imagine. So good job, Lainey.
Lainey, you've done well. And so, Jenny, you were sharing because of circumstances and prayers, because you were given a terrible prognosis or the
right.
initial, like, you should, you know, tidy up your affairs. You're not going to be around long. And yet you found these other doctors, and they jumped on the treatment and did some surgery or radiation. And so where are you at in that? And what I marveled at, just meeting you and watching you worship on Sunday and then having lunch with you, where you were giving God the glory, and he's sovereign and he's in control, and we're trusting in him. And you had a zeal, kind of like Bob Dickey that we had on recently.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many days I have, but I'm going to make them matter, and mm-hmm. God is in control and he's good. And so walk us through a little of your own faith journey of recent, and then how you got to the point to be that mature in your faith to not be angry at God. Because I could understand her being, why God's, or frustrated, or, you know, I just got this dream home, and why is this all happening? And I didn't detect that in you, and that's why I wanted to have you a part of Testimony Tuesday, because there are other people now that are struggling through things. Maybe it's cancer, maybe it's the whys, why is this happening? You know, their unmet expectations, maybe they want to be married. There's a myriad of reasons for people to question, where is God in all this? So take us through a little of where is God in all this and some of your testimony that has you having this mature perspective.
Well, I've always firmly believed that God orders our steps. I mean, it's written. So, I mean, I have to believe it. I lived in Tel Aviv, Israel for 2.5 years. It was the only place in the world that my mother wanted to come and visit me.
Mm-hmm.
And she came. And so
Lainey.
He ordered our steps so that that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Lainey came with her, too. I just firmly believe that everything that his hand is in the mix, he put the doctors in place,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That team of doctors. I could never have done that on my own. Never.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for his hand in this,
mm-hmm.
and ordering the steps. I bought the house. I came to see Loria for her surgery. She came and took care of me, and it's just been a miracle,
mm-hmm.
the way that everything has worked out. It's just been a miracle.
Now, I know a little from Laurier's perspective. Growing up, did you say 10 or 11?
11.
Okay, so a number of siblings, but it wasn't an easy environment. I think your dad was a biker, many Harley-Davidson memories.
Our father owned a Harley-Davidson dealership. South Georgia, and there was 11 children.
And 7 boys and 4 girls.
Yes. And my mother was a strict Catholic at the time, so we went to Catholic school. So we had this dynamic of we grew up in this biker family, but we went to Catholic school.
Sure.
And it was very unique to go to school. And should we talk about Jimmy when we had to go to school with an armed guard?
Yeah.
So I was a young child, and there was an incident with the biker gangs and one of my family members, and I had to go to school with an armed guard.
Oh, my.
And I just thought everybody had armed guards, you know, that everybody grew up the way I did, and I couldn't understand why I wasn't getting invited to birthday parties and things like that because people were scared of armed guards.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
But my mother was rock solid in the Lord, and she just pulled us through all of that. And, you know, it actually was a fun childhood. We had some terrible times, but it was a fun childhood, just like any normal family.
So. Yeah. But the seeds of faith were planted in all of you, and Lainey and you two allowed the Lord to continue to work through circumstances and situations. And, Jenny, what point did you really sense early on that the Lord's favor was on you, that He delighted in you, that He cared for you, He created you?
I can't really pinpoint a time. I know that He gives us the desires of our heart, and there's been many times when I've had to sit down and say, thank you. Mm-hmm. That was a desire of my heart. And even recently, when I found out that I needed all this medical intervention, I was asked where I wanted to go for medical care. It never even dawned on me that I had all of these options. My first thought was Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you got the help.
And that's, yeah. As soon as I got out of the hospital, Lainey and I got in her car, and we went to Charleston. I stayed with her for a couple of weeks, and then Laria came down. We rented an apartment. And
wow.
We've been seeing the doctors there ever since.
Sounds like you've gotten some good care.
Oh, yeah. Excellent care. These doctors, they take their time. They explain things, mostly to Laria, because I don't remember all of this stuff.
I'm so struck, Jenny, with your sense, it's all around you, of gratitude. I mean, you've used that word now, what, 3-4 times just since you've been sitting here.
Yeah.
It just flows out of you. You're grateful. You've used that word. You have gratitude. You said thank you. It's a part of you.
I kind of went through this a lot when my mother was sick. So right now, I had tumors in my brain. I had a biopsy, and then I had surgery to remove the 2 tumors. They cut out a part of the optical nerve in my left eye, so I don't have a lot of peripheral vision here, which I believe will be healed. I'm not worried about that. That'll give me back my independence and allow me to drive again. But my mother had breast cancer, bone cancer, and lung cancer. I also have lung cancer. So I took care of my mom when I was living in Charleston. I knew what some of the doctors were like, although we weren't using the same facilities. I used MUSC, Medical University of South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I just knew from taking care of her how difficult it can be. If you don't have an advocate in today's healthcare system,
yeah,
you're kind of in trouble.
Everyone needs an advocate in the healthcare system.
So I was that for my mom, and Laurie has been that for me, and Lainey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many fantastic healthcare professionals. It's not like they're at fault. It's just everyone needs an advocate.
And if there's so much information being thrown at you, and you're kind of discombobulated, you're trying to navigate and make decisions and not remembering terms. And so just to have a friend, a loved one, a companion, you know, your spouse or your children, and you've been that, Laurier, for Jenny. So, Jenny, somebody's maybe struggling as they're heading to work today, or they're thinking through the heaviness of some decisions they had to make. You have a faith that's trusting in God. How is He becoming more and more personal during this time of some uncertainty?
He's shown up.
Yeah.
He has been with us every step of the way. He has cleared paths. He has helped us make decisions. He's just put us exactly where we need to be, even beyond our own understanding, the way it's worked out. It's just there's no denying that God has been in this with Jenny since it started. And it's been a teachable moment for me because I've been angry at the Lord for a while for, you know, things that have happened in my life that, you know, some people would say rightly so and some people might say no. But what I've learned through this is that none of that really matters. All that matters is taking care of your loved ones and being right with the Lord and just letting all of that go and just doing the best you can every day.
Mm-hmm. And can't we testify, Marianne, to thanking God that He's patient with us? Because, like
absolutely.
Lori, I know some of your situation, and being angry is a healthy emotion, and processing and working it through. And I have lots of friends that have things that, rightly so, they should be angry about. And yet how patient God is with us many times, that gives us days or weeks or months, sometimes even years, to process it through, to work it through. And I love that illustration somebody gave me, that we have this loving, awesome God, but some people haven't experienced that yet. They don't know that aspect of Him. And so until they know that He really cares and He's merciful and loving, it's hard for them to deal with the pain, the suffering, the heartache, and all the other things. And so I usually try to introduce them to God's love first before you'd bring up anything else about their situation. Because if they can't grasp that God does love them, then they're not going to grasp how to deal with these other things. So anyways, I love that God's at work with you, Loria, because I've known you for a long time and know that you do have a solid, strong faith. And it's nice getting to know you, Jenny, because I didn't really know you up until just meeting you recently and then seeing you worship. And I thought, oh, this woman loves God. And then hearing some of your testimony, and then wanting to have you be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And so we opened up the program with this verse out of 2 Timothy 2:15 that says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed." And that workman, you know, workwoman, it's really anyone that's working for the Lord, does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. And I think you were saying, because it says so, and you were referring to the Bible, so you believe the Bible is,
absolutely,
you know, God, some would say God's love letter, His instruction manual, His inspired word to guide and direct us and lead us to an understanding of who He is.
Well, I think I mentioned to you on Sunday that I know many people who have read many books about why God does not exist, or their atheist beliefs. And I ask them constantly, why do you have to read so many books? I only had to read one.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so simple. If you just boil it down to the simplicity of it all, It doesn't have to be so difficult. You don't have to make it so complicated. It's very simple. You love God with all your heart, and that's the way it is.
And He meets you where you're at.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mark and Marianne, I would like to give you a synopsis of Jenny's diagnosis so you can see the severity of it and how God has worked through that diagnosis. We came to find it was lung cancer that had traveled to her brain. She had two very large tumors, and she had 15 smaller tumors, pea to grape size. She had spots on her bones and her clavicle and her hip bone, and she had spots in her lungs. These doctors looked at it like it was just child's play, and they said, we're going to do this, this, and this. And they ordered gamma knife radiation to treat the tumors. The report we've got is that the tumors have all been shrinking. There's no new tumors. So that is considered completed at this time. She'll have an MRI in 2 months, and then she'll follow up with MRIs every 3 months. And then they've radiated the bones, and now they're doing a chemo on her lungs, and she has not had any nausea, none of that stuff. She's been, had her energy. She's been able to, you know, wash dishes and do laundry and cook breakfast and all of this. And it's just kind of a supernatural healing that's come through these doctors and into Jenny, because she's very special. She's a rock in our family too, just like Lainey. But the diagnosis was scary and terrible, and God has just taken us from point A to B to C, and He's brought us here to you guys to say, just believe. Mm-hmm. He's going to meet you where you're at. He's gonna take care of you.
And before that point A, the other doctors really gave her no hope, just kind of, if you have a bucket list, you have a few weeks. And so it was, but you guys kind of said, I don't think God's through with us yet.
And they instilled a lot of fear, I think, in Laria. that we've had to work our way in to get that washed away.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the doctor came out and told me to go home and get some rest because she wasn't going to know who I was after surgery. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. She wouldn't leave me, and I'm not going to leave her. And, you know, Lainey and I were sitting there in the hospital room, and when she came back, she knew exactly who we were. They said she was going to have 3 weeks of physical therapy. She was out of the hospital in 3 days. It's just been miracle after miracle after miracle.
You know, I'm sure that there's many other people that have been praying for you folks and so forth. But
absolutely,
I have to say, you three sisters are really a unique something. I don't know what the right word is, but it's just so clear, Jenny, that you have a solidness inside of you. And Laura, you are you're taking care of things, and you're on it. You're emotionally on it. You're productive. There's something, and you've got this other sister, Lainey. She's covering you all with just, it sounds like, I mean, I can just feel it. You've been covered in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We had a friend of hers come from California, and we had a prayer meeting in my house, mm-hmm. or in our apartment, and it was incredible. It's just, the anointing is just,
my
it's
goodness.
Just been there.
Well, listening friend, we serve a God who delights to do the miraculous and likes to work in and through family and friends, and the power of prayer that results in supernatural things and healing. So we're going to keep praying for you, Jenny, and you, Loria. We need Loria healthy and back to help with our books again. I've already been priming the pot.
I was really concerned you were going to say spaghetti, and that just wasn't going to be okay.
Well, the spaghetti is a
given.
That's like Mr. Potato Salad. He knows when we meet up, he has to have potato salad for me. So there's some givens in life.
Okay.
But anyways, thank you, Loria. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Marianne, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. And please continue to pray up these dear friends, and we'll continue to pray for you that's tuned in today, that God will work through your situation, your circumstance, your heartache, you know, whatever you're going through. We have a good God that does care. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, Loria Grift, and Jenny Potter with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.